Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we have some bad news
sadly
to go out with. Yeah, I mean, a lot of news is bad. But this is particularly close to our hearts, I think. I think I can speak for all of us. We're all big fans of cryptocurrency, the vision for the freedom that cryptocurrency can offer, which of course was all started by Satoshi Nakamoto, and actually I believe it was just last week that the Bitcoin white paper celebrated its 14th birthday.
Yep, and it was.
Was it Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Good timing. So the actual Bitcoin software came out in 2009, but the Bitcoin white paper was Halloween of 2008. And that was kind of laid out the vision for the future of this new technology that would allow the individual to have control over their own finances for the first time in, well, basically ever. Certainly in the first time since governments have existed on the planet.
Definitely, since banks have existed, at least.
Definitely the first time that, like, money that is free for the people to use without very many restrictions could go across the world in a second. Because, yeah, right now it kind of can with banks, but it's completely regulated.
You
and
can't go fast with banks.
They don't make
it
as fast.
If you send an international transfer, it could take a week.
So maybe the fastest ever.
And yeah. You have to get all of their permissions, and they might deny you permission.
It may not make it for whatever reason. It might bounce back if you get something wrong.
They might tell you no.
They very, very well could tell you no. And the banking system is terrible, and anybody that's spent any time in it knows that that's the case. If you've ever spent any time in the crypto world and then you went back to banking for whatever reason, like if you still have a bank account but yet you're experienced in cryptocurrency, then it's even more excruciating because then you know how good things can be and then you can really see how bad banks are by comparison.
Banks are really bad. I think most people, they don't really experience that though because they just have, you know, their paycheck getting direct deposit into their account, then it's immediately spent. They know, you know, overdraft fees and stuff like that are hitting the average person. They know that sucks, but they don't really deal with the real reasons why a bank sucks. The average person is never going to go to a bank and try to withdraw their $400, whatever, had the bank go, why are you withdrawing this money? We're not sure we want to allow you to do this because it's just an inconsequential amount of money.
Well, yeah. Well, of course, now there's like an IRS reporting requirement at $600,
true,
isn't there?
So most more people might start getting bothered.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't think we introduced ourselves. I'm Ian.
This is Bonnie.
And I'm Aria.
And the number 603-283-6160. Real quickly, I'll give you the headline, and we're going to dig into why this matters, what it's all about. Library, LBRY.com, has been in the midst of a civil case brought by the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's a federal government agency, a criminal enterprise that has been threatening and attacking Library through, again, a civil case. They haven't arrested anybody. But I don't know if that can happen now because they've lost this case.
I don't think so because the way this works, like the corporation, the person, quote, mm-hmm. that is the corporation is the culpable one here.
Of Library.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they've been sued. This has been going on for years, basically. And finally, a robed man in the New Hampshire Federal Circuit Court Church has ruled that Library has lost this case. So basically what that means is that this man in a robe has determined, because he's an expert, no, he's not, he's just a guy that wears a robe, and he's basically a politician, but a failed lawyer, if you will. But this guy has determined that Library's token, called the Library Credit, is a security. Quote unquote, a security.
Yeah, and none of us even understand what that means. I don't think the people at Library understands what that means. I don't think the people at the SEC knows what that actually means, much less this judge or anything like that. Now, correct me if I understand this. Library's contention was that it needed to go to trial. Is that right? So that a jury of people could hear the case on both sides and the judge came along and said, you know what, this isn't even triable. Mm. Library's clearly guilty.
No, I think, I don't remember if it was Library that asked for this summary judgment or both sides had asked for it. But for whatever reason, and this is where I wish we had Jeremy Kaufman on the air with us. I reached out to him today, but I didn't hear back from him.
Well, his election, his election is tomorrow.
It's not a great timing. It's bad timing. This literally hit the day before his election campaign thing. But you know, if we ever get the chance to have him on about this, I would be interested in you know getting kind of the inside scoop. But anyway, for whatever reason, the man in the robe decided this case could be decided right now. Without even going to a jury. And honestly, it's hard to imagine a jury doing really that much better on this because, I mean, these are very technical financial issues that are quite confusing. We've looked up the definition of security here on the air before, and it's not easy to understand.
Yeah, I remember that we've done that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lady from the Securities came out only a few months ago, Securities and Exchange Commission came out and said only a few months ago that they purposely, it wasn't like veiled at all. She said they purposely don't want to make a clear path for like registering a cryptocurrency business in this country because that would show people the blueprint for the wrong way to do it and the illegal way to do it. So we don't want to make it very clear what is the right way to do it. What?
It's an excellent example of the government trying to have its cake and eat it too in regard to cryptocurrency because it depends on which government agency you ask at which time of day whether or not cryptocurrency or this particular cryptocurrency or the idea as a whole is an asset or a security or a stock or a commodity or money. And they all give you whichever answer is going to benefit them the most and screw you the most. And it doesn't matter that their answers conflict with one another.
Yeah.
You're going to be the one who gets drawn and quartered by the government because the SEC says this, the FBI says that, the IRS says this other thing, and they're all right, even though they can't all be right at once.
They'll just use whichever definition helps them in the certain situation with you in that moment, and then move on to another one in a different situation.
Right, and that is the insanity. I mean, you guys have just summed up the frustration that companies like Library have had, where just today, after announcing that they lost the case, 3 hours ago, LBRY.com tweeted this, the most effed up part of this whole situation is that even after 5 years of fighting, remember all that time they could have spent developing their product, making it better, focusing on their business, but no, they're fighting in court.
Yeah, this crap started when I still lived with Library and the SEC. That started when I lived in Mississippi, man.
Wow. Yeah, and so after 5 years of fighting and a court ruling, we still honestly do not know how to legally launch a public blockchain in the United States. Does anyone, they ask the question?
Yeah, by staying anonymous like Satoshi Nakamoto did.
That's it.
That's not even the legal way to do it. That's just a way where they can't find you and throw you in prison.
That's the smartest way to do it, basically.
But it's not legal. It's just, they can't find them.
That's an interesting thing is because the people that have been looking at this case, especially the ones that are the Bitcoin maximalists, and those are the people who are like true Bitcoin believers. They're like, they've taken the Bitcoin pill and they've swallowed it. And
as opposed to the other types of cryptocurrencies that are out there other than name brand Bitcoin.
Right, so the Bitcoin people are saying, aha, see, this is proof that every other crypto is almost every other crypto or whatever is a security, but Bitcoin's not. Bitcoin can't be touched. Bitcoin's not a security.
The idea of any cryptocurrency advocate, even if it's a Bitcoin maximalist, taking their cues on what cryptocurrency is from the government appalling.
Yeah. Well, there's unfortunately a large amount of that in the Bitcoin business these days.
I mean, yeah, you have Craig Wright, the guy who claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto, weaponizing the state against people every opportunity that he gets, and he's a Bitcoin maximalist, if I remember correctly.
Well, he's a Bitcoin SV.
Oh, that's right. He's not a maximalist.
So, anyway, there's a lot to say about this. I've got the actual 20-something page ruling by the man in the robe. I've got a clip here from Joel Valenzuela, who tries to break this thing down as simply as possible. So I'm going to start with this. Joel Valenzuela is the host of Digital Cash Network. It is an online podcast and video show. He lives here in New Hampshire.
I thought so. He's on the seacoast, right?
He's a seacoast activist.
He lives off of only cryptocurrency.
Right. He's a Free State Project early mover who since, I believe, 2015 has lived his life exclusively via cryptocurrency. He is paid in cryptocurrency. He pays all of his bills in cryptocurrency. Now, he's got some cheats, right, like a crypto debit card, or he buys a gas card with crypto and that kind of thing. But he's a good activist. He's been watching this case. We'll get his summary coming up here, and then we'll dig in, find out why this matters. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. Take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live. We are talking about... about the library ruling, lbry.com. Longtime fans of library here on Free Talk Live. We have been using it for many years now. I think as far back as like 2017, I think is when we started with library. And it's essentially a media sharing protocol. So there's this Library Corporation, which is what was sued in federal court by the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's who the case was against. But library itself is a protocol. It is a set of computer code that is open source that anyone who knows how to program can download that open source and they can make changes to it. And
so anyone could make their own version of the library app instead of downloading the one at library.io or whatever it is?
I think their website is now library.com, but I suspect they still have the .io. It's lbry.com. So yes, you're right.
I didn't know that.
If there was going to be the interest in creating an alternative client for library, then they could, right?
But this one works so well.
I mean, ultimately, that's kind of what Odyssey is. It's kind of like a separate front end for the library network that has some other bells and whistles that have been attached to it, like centralized server farms and things like that. But it still does have the library system in the background. So go to lbry.com, learn more about the technology, because whatever happens to the library company, I mean, this may bankrupt them. I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. The library token had a huge drop today. I just figured I'd see what happened, and there was it looked like it fell off a cliff. Now, it wasn't starting from much. It was like 2 cents, 2 point something cents.
Yeah, but it's the percentage that matters here, sure. Right? If it goes from 2 cents each to like 2/1000ths of a penny, then you've got a major loss on your hands.
It went down from like 2 something to 1 something cents. So it was
still major.
It was a big drop. But it's been in that range for, ever since this lawsuit started, basically. So that's not anything to really be too concerned with, I don't think.
It's so messed up that we'll get into it.
Yeah, well, we don't give investment advice here. I'm not an investment advisor or anything like that. But that's the thing where the case, which Library just lost at the federal district court level here in New Hampshire today. The ruling came out by the judge in a 20-page ruling. We're certainly not going to read the whole thing, but there is an interesting excerpt here that I have. But this case is a pretty big case. Like, the SEC is currently suing Ripple, which is one of the most popular cryptocurrencies on the planet.
Yeah, but I can't even be sad about Ripple. I mean, it's sad because the SEC is involved, but it's like, okay, but you're Ripple. You're almost as bad as the SEC.
And you're saying that because Ripple was sort of meant to be a banker's coin?
Yes.
They want to make like a USDC? They
no,
want to turn themselves
really.
Into one?
Oh, they wanted to merge the old system with the new cryptocurrency system, as I understand it. And they worked heavily. They were like the Coinbase of cryptocurrencies. They wanted to do what the government wanted them to do.
They wanted to get the banking system to adopt their technology sort of behind the scenes to help banks do faster money transfers. And as far as that goes, if that actually had occurred, that would be good for the banks. Good for them if that's actually what happened.
Yeah, but why keep the middleman? Why keep the banks if you have that infrastructure that can work in the first place, like Bitcoin?
They saw it as a way to make some money, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's what makes them so evil.
And now they're being sued by the SEC, so it didn't help them. Like, cozying up with the banks and cozying up with the government didn't help Ripple.
Seems like if you're a cryptocurrency company, you need to just not be in the United States.
Yeah. I mean, that's the clear takeaway here. If that wasn't already clear enough, given the feds are targeting people like us and others for, doing things with Bitcoin without asking their permission, and now they're going after companies as well. But I do want to invite you to learn about cryptocurrency, because this is just a bump in the road. It looks bad, and it is bad. There's no doubt about it. But this cannot be stopped. And they're trying their best, and they are going to get desperate. And they are desperate, and they're trying to hurt as many people as possible. They're trying to bankrupt as many people as possible, put as many people in prison.
That's what the desperate do, though.
Right, because they want you to be afraid of this technology. They want you to be afraid of cryptocurrency. They want you to think it's dangerous to get involved in cryptocurrency.
Well, yeah, it is, because the government might come and kidnap you for getting involved with it.
Well, there is that possibility, but the odds that they're going to kidnap someone for just simply buying and holding Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, very, very low. And there are ways, of course, that you can buy these things without being on the books.
But that's why they create the chilling effect, by going after notable people, and then they, you know, obviously they get people who are terrified of, oh, you saw what they did to Ian Freeman and the Crypto Six. I'm not going near that World of Warcraft money.
But that's all that they can do. They can only make people afraid to use it. They can never just eradicate it.
That's
like,
right.
I see so many people on the internet say, like, the government's going to, you know, crack down on cryptocurrency, and that's going to be the end of your fake money and stuff. And the thing is, like, cryptocurrency has to be the thing closest to a human invention that is closest to, like, an actual natural law. Like, the people who own the government think that that's what they have. They think, oh, this can never be taken down. We control everything. But really, the only thing holding it up is just, like, greed and the U.S. dollar. And
faith.
And, fear. Fear is holding it together. But cryptocurrency is being held together by human free will, and it can only be taken down if all humans on the face of the earth decide, you know, I'm not going to mine
or share. Yeah, you make a great point. And the fear is a really important takeaway from this. It's like, the U.S. dollar is not a better product. It never will be a better product. There's no amount of, you know, new security feature. We've got a strip. Oh, you can look at it under UV light or whatever, right? Like, no, oh, micro printing. There's no new security features that are going to make the U.S. dollar a killer product, right? It sucks. And it was designed to get worse over time. It was designed to lose value every time they print more of them out. That's what inflation is, folks. That's one of the, that is like the number one issue at this midterm elections is inflation. And both the Republicans and Democrats are at fault here for this, by the way. The Republicans are acting like they're going to do something about it. Well, they didn't do anything about inflation in 2020 when they printed $2 trillion along with the Democrats to bail out their favorite corporations from all the COVID losses.
No, and I had a lot of fun the other day. I went through my old Facebook. I just did a quick search for the word inflation and post for me. And sure enough, like 2 years ago, I was blaming and I was warning people, you know, crying wolf in the town square about how
Bitcoin with your check, right?
Yeah, inflation was coming and it was going to get ugly, and people were like, yeah, no, it'll be fine.
Good time.
Yeah. Let's just vote for Biden and the Democrats. They'll fix everything. It's like, okay, they literally kept doing exactly what Trump and them were doing, and it's only gotten worse.
So the government cannot make their product better because it was designed to extract money from you, or value rather from you. It was designed to fail, right? The government's not going to be able to compete. So they have to lean on fear. They have to make you afraid, because cryptocurrency is a better product. Goldbacks are a better product.
People want to use cryptocurrency and goldbacks and things like that just because they see the value in it. People only use the dollar because of fear.
Yeah, fear, and it's just always been that way.
Compliance.
Right. So it's really important to them. And Aria looks like she's pulling out a gold back here.
Yeah, because the two things are not even remotely comparable. Like, here you have this worthless sheet of paper with a number on it, and here you have an actual piece of gold
that
is breathtakingly beautiful. And it's obvious that the USD is inferior to this.
Yeah, and now you know why they banned gold in the 1930s here. It was like 1934 or something like that. You couldn't legally own gold, because they didn't want the competition. They have to use violence to keep their monopoly, and they are desperate. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Consumer confidence in the housing market is hitting an all-time low. Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Control of Congress is riding on the outcome of tomorrow's midterm election. Republicans are hoping a red wave will help them pick up enough seats to gain a majority in both the House and Senate. Polls show a number of key races will likely go down to the wire. A respiratory virus called RSV is overwhelming children's hospitals across the country. For young kids, the symptoms of RSV are worse than COVID. The CDC says an estimated 100 to 500 children die from complications every year. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number 603-283-6160. What is a security? I'm not talking about like securing your home or your car. I'm talking about the financial instrument, that type of security. What is it? Well, it turns out, according to Wikipedia, it's defined, as you might imagine, differently in different political jurisdictions. But when you look into the United States, it says here that a security is a tradable financial asset of any kind. And according to...
That's so vague, it's useless.
Yeah, well, and you know, if you actually start looking into finance websites where they give you the definition of security, here's one from the free dictionary, financial-dictionary.thefreedictionary.com. A document, historically a physical certificate, but increasingly electronic, showing that one owns a portion of a publicly traded company, or is owed a portion of a debt issue. Securities are tradable. At their most basic, securities refer to stocks and bonds, but this term sometimes refers to derivatives such as futures and options.
Well, then that doesn't cover, like, Magic the Gathering cards like people were saying. Or are they saying this SEC library lawsuit makes it the definition now encompass more things?
That's what people are alleging,
and I think that's probably accurate. However, what they just described is almost certainly not going to allow for library LBC to be a security, because whether or not they raise money from it is irrelevant. They were giving the thing away to people. All you had to do was use the software, and they would give it to you. It was not and it didn't confer any ownership of Library, the platform, to the end user. So there was no just transfer of ownership or anything along those lines, and it was given freely to anyone.
That's why when I've read the definition of security before, I've said, well, Library doesn't fit that, right? We've said this before on the air. It's very clear you don't have a vote with the library company. You don't own a portion of the company. You just have this little utility token that you can use, that you have to use, by the way. When you upload a video to the library platform, it costs a very small amount of the library token. And that's why they're giving it away to people, so people could start with some library tokens and they could start uploading videos right away without having to like go through some crazy process.
But they would give you a ton of it, more than you would ever need.
So this is basically why the SEC needs to be abolished. Not because they like did something to somebody I don't like, but because they created more laws via a lawsuit. Well, they created more things that could be a security, not through the Congress or whichever way, how a bill gets made you learned in high school, but through a lawsuit.
That's correct.
Yeah, the SEC's argument here is basically because you can take a dollar to McDonald's and buy a small coffee, that somehow grants you ownership of McDonald's because you could just take that dollar elsewhere, and by investing it in McDonald's, you're increasing their net wealth and helping them raise money, and therefore it's a security.
So according to the suit itself, or the decision today that was issued by the robed man in
the
federal
priest.
District Court Church, Paul Barbadoro, who I believe is the same guy that sent Christopher Cantwell to prison, by the way.
So not an expert in finance or cryptocurrency?
No, he's just a man in a robe in a federal court, who, of course, at a district court level, they always do the bidding of the government. So, I mean, this isn't a surprise ruling or anything like that. The surprise would have been if Library had actually won at the district court level. But no, they're going to back the SEC unless their ruling is overturned by an appeals court or the Supreme Court. Now, hopefully, Library is planning to appeal this. I don't see why they wouldn't at this point in the game, although we haven't seen any official statements from them yet at this point. But here's what it says in this on page 7 of the 22-page ruling. Under Section A, did Library, again spelled LBRY, their website lbry.com, they're trying to determine whether or not there was a violation of Section 5 of the Securities Act, where the SEC must prove that Library offered or sold securities in interstate commerce without filing their registration statement. And so to that end, they ask, did Library offer LBC as a security? And they say that Barbadoro says, when Congress adopted the Securities Act, quote, it enacted a definition of security sufficiently broad to encompass virtually any instrument that might be sold as an investment. Unquote.
Yes, that's the problem. Your role as a judge in this system is to say, no, the legislature can't do something this broad. That's the definition of tyranny and has to be struck down because it's unconstitutional.
And, of course, he's citing a court case when he quotes the thing that I just read. So a previous court case, Rebs versus Ernst and Young. He says, further, one such instrument is an investment contract, which the Supreme Court defined in the Howey case as, quote, a contract, transaction or scheme whereby a person invests his money in a common enterprise and is led to expect profits solely from the efforts of the promoter or a third party.
And again, Library is automatically ruled out because they never told you would make money off of library credits.
I wouldn't know for sure, but it doesn't sound like that they would go and put out to everyone, hey, if you get these library credits, you're going to make money. That's pretty unwise.
It's unwise and it's reckless, and they could obviously get sued over something like that. That's obviously a violation of the FTC and SEC regulations and all this. Say, hey, guys, give me, you know, buy my crap coin and you'll make millions of dollars.
And
you get sued for that.
The other thing is they would have to be promoting it. I don't really see them promoting Library to make it get bigger.
And I want to clarify, I was not referring to LBC as a crap coin. I was saying that I could do the same thing and make a crap coin. LBC's great.
So they do say on page 9 that Library did make certain representations. The SEC, they claimed, identified multiple statements by Library that it claims led potential investors to reasonably expect that LBC's credits would grow in value as the company continued to oversee the development of the Library network. Library minimizes the significance of these statements and points to its many disclaimers that it did not intend for LBC to be purchased as an investment, but the SEC is correct. Library has, at key moments and despite its protestations, been acutely aware of LBC's potential value as an investment, and it made sure investors were too. When Library launched the Library Network in June of 2016, their market capitalization was a healthy $140 million. This despite the network's relative infancy and limited usability. By the following month, their market cap had ballooned to $1.2 billion.
That's like saying, like, that T.Y. Beanie Babies would be securities because when they were selling them, they were acutely aware that people were collecting them and making money off of them. And every time they came out with a new Beanie Baby, they'd be like, you want this one for your collection because it's a really good one.
Well,
and then that
I
makes it a security.
I think that's where Justin O'Donnell is saying that this ruling would make Beanie Babies and Magic cards and anything else that a company could represent as could, hey, this could be worth more someday.
Well, the judge himself explicitly said that. He quoted a court case that said this is so broad, it's basically whatever.
Library captioned, so we mentioned that their market cap went from $140 million up to $1.2
by,
like, within
the period
of a month.
This is about a 10x increase.
Yeah, in the period of a month. So Library issued a blog post reflecting on this skyrocketing value, captioning it, $1.2 billion market cap and we don't care. It began by touting the rapid growth in LBC's value, but frankly acknowledged it could not say whether the current valuation was justified. At that point, only 3 videos were available on the blockchain, each produced by Library itself, and their staff were hard at work frantically debugging and developing its product. What Library did claim to know, though, was that the long-term value proposition of Library is tremendous, but also dependent on our team staying focused on the task at hand, building this thing, unquote. Then it closed the post by announcing a policy of neutrality with respect to LBC's price, but plainly stating that, quote, over the long term, the interests of Library and the holders of LBC are aligned.
I mean, that's factually true. I don't know how it could be anything else. Library utilizes LBC, so its survivability is inextricably linked to LBC. If LBC tanks, then Library tanks.
Yeah, I don't think that the company needs to say anything to make it clear to people that there's the potential for this thing to go up in value. I mean, that's sort of obvious with all of these things with regards to cryptocurrency. The number here is 603-283-6160, but basically the SEC saying, well, because you said so, it's a security. And there's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. You can bring up anything you want, although we're talking about the library ruling, lbry.com, the great alternative to YouTube, the decentralized media sharing protocol that allows people to upload video and audio and PDF files and pretty much any kind of media.
That was my first great misunderstanding about, or I don't know about misunderstanding. I was hoping to see more content on Library back in its early days, and it was all video stuff, and it was great, but I was like, you know, it would be nice to see other things on here. Slowly that did become the case with, mm-hmm. like, the ghost guns in particular. That was where PDFs and whatever, you know, the 3D printing file is called, really started taking off on Library, and now it's this huge exploded platform where you can find pretty much anything.
Yeah, lots of video, of course, and we're there as well. By the way, the Odyssey platform is what launched off of the library protocol. So remember, there's a difference between a protocol and a platform. The protocol is sort of the low-level code that anybody in this case can utilize. They can create different clients for. It's open source, so anybody with the programming chops can get in there and make it better, that kind of thing. And then the platform is other programming that runs on top of the protocol, and that's what Odyssey is, and that's where we're streaming the show out right now over at video.freetalklive.com, and I believe our next caller is also on the Odyssey platform. Justin O'Donnell is here with us, calling us from Manchester. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
Hey, good to have you on here. I guess you were listening into our conversation about library, and you wanted to comment?
Yeah, listening most nights. Bonnie brought up my joke I made on Twitter this morning about Magic the Gathering cards, and that was actually one of the first things that struck me as I was reading this decision this morning, because I know people who aren't in the nerd world of Magic the Gathering haven't been aware, but like, there's been a bunch of talk in the last couple weeks about a major lawsuit going against Wizards of the Coast.
Really?
Over them acknowledging the secondary market value of their collectibles that they print, and they're printing a new collectible run for Magic's 30th anniversary, reprinting some really, really old cards.
Ian was not happy about their price.
I would have thought Wizards of the Coast would have known better.
Right, and they're especially because they're printing things they promised 20 years ago that they'd never reprint again. So collectors like me, who've been all in for 20 years, and value the value of my collection is cut in half over the last couple weeks.
See, I kind of don't like that about Magic the Gathering. One of the reasons I got out of it was because if you wanted to play competitively and they stopped producing your card in the next set, then your deck was invalid and you had to start over from scratch.
There's always a keeping up with the Joneses problem.
Yeah.
With it.
Yeah. There's always been a pay-to-play aspect, but like I really like the collector aspect of it because I got into it because the art, not the game. And then this casual formats where I play with people in Manchester where we don't have to buy new cards. We just let everything stay in stock and we share each other's decks. But
that's cool.
When I was reading this decision this morning, when it was posted on Odyssey, and I read the PDF on Odyssey, and I was reading through it, and the way they're describing like the company acknowledging a secondary market value and issuing something based on that secondary market value price, I'm like, oh, Magic cards are a security.
Mm. Yeah, but you're not joking. Like, you actually, that could be interpreted. This decision could be interpreted to where Magic cards, Beanie Babies, anything else that a company, you know, says, hey, this could be worth more in the future, that's a security now, according to them, right?
Right, and it got even worse when, like, I was reading the decision. There's one point in the decision where the judge talks about even though Library had all these disclaimers, even though they said it's a utility token for use in the network, because somebody posted on Reddit and said that they were buying it to invest on it, that overruled all their disclaimers.
Wow.
Because somebody who wasn't with the company, just some user?
A community manager on Reddit.
Wow.
It reminds me of classic video games, right? Like, the reason, if I was going to buy a classic video game, the reason would be to play it or something like that. But you have plenty of collectors out there who would pay $30,000 for an NES version of The Legend of Zelda or whatever. I'd pay like $3 for one, maybe at the most. But these people buy these things expecting them to make money, and just like that, classic video games become a security.
And, like, it's the same way. Like, I've been involved in cryptocurrency for a long while because of you guys and others like you. And there's cryptos that I bought to invest in. There's cryptos I have that I spend daily paying my rent, buying groceries in crypto, and all sorts of things. But Library, I've never even cashed out my balance on Odyssey. It's just there to support the channel as a utility token.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. As Library retweeted earlier today on their Twitter account, they retweeted Lex_Node, who says that the Library judge reasons that even if the team was completely silent about efforts, like no promises, no contracts, but it pre-mined the tokens, which apparently Library did that, that alone creates sufficient expectation of profits from their effort. From their efforts in common enterprise to pass the Howey test. So
explain pre-mining.
Yeah, so...
Well, they had to pre-mine in order to have the LBC to even distribute to people to get them to use the platform.
Hmm.
Correct. So pre-mining would be you start mining before you announce the thing, essentially. Hmm. So you have your own miners that are getting paid out the mining fees, basically, when you find the blocks on the blockchain, and then you publicly announce the network later. And this has been an issue with some cryptocurrencies out there.
I just thought about that. This is very bad news for Dash.
Dash did that too, yeah, as well.
Ethereum.
Yep, a lot of them. A lot of them. That's why a lot of people are saying this is going to apply to basically every cryptocurrency with the exception of the Bitcoin one. So Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV.
Monero as well.
And perhaps Monero as well.
But Monero and Bitcoin simply because you can't find or identify the people who were responsible for creating them.
That makes it a security, according to them?
Well, no, the SEC probably would label them as securities. However, the reason they can't go after Monero and Bitcoin is because
there's no home base.
Yeah, they don't know who's responsible
for it. There's no one to target. There's no office. There's no Bitcoin headquarters, right?
Yeah.
Like, Satoshi Nakamoto doesn't exist as far as anyone's concerned.
Maybe the path, I don't know, but maybe this is something they're considering. It could be the path forward for Library is to become a decentralized autonomous organization, a DAO.
They may have to.
That's what Shapeshift has been doing. Shapeshift's been trying to to get ahead of this concern because Shapeshift was very aware that everything they wanted to do was going to be labeled as security and financial services, so they just decentralized.
Well, yeah, and the government has been breathing down Shapeshift's neck for years now, and so this was a way out from that. And that is really one of the interesting stories in crypto in the last 2 years was, I think it was last summer, was when they announced that they were decentralizing the company. And I haven't been following all their updates, but you know, every now and then I'll see a news release from them. I think they've completed the process. I think that they basically wiped away all the vestiges of the old centralized corporation. Shapeshift is now a full-on decentralized autonomous organization, and it's moving ahead, and it's working great from what I understand.
As I understand it, that's true, and Eric Voorhees and many of the other people who were initially involved in Shapeshift, if they still are, it's in whatever capacity they want.
That's
to
right.
be involved.
Yeah, he doesn't have the same Voorhees
9-to-5 job anymore.
Right, he doesn't have the same level of responsibility. He can contribute whatever level he wants to this project. And you know, really, the question is, Justin, and I don't know if you've been in touch with Jeremy today because I know you're his campaign manager. you know,
it's been a busy day.
I imagine so. Yeah, I invited him on the show, but he didn't even get a chance to respond to me. So I'm glad that you're here. Is there any indication on if they're going to appeal this thing? Have you heard anything at all?
My day today has been really focused on GoTV stuff and election stuff, and we talked really briefly this morning, and it was a, hey, lawsuit's out, I'm done for the day, and I'm just like, cool, I just need one paragraph write-up from you, bye. Like, I figured this was, we knew this was coming one way or another for months, and we knew we were not going to have Jeremy for a day or two after it came out.
Yeah, but they could have just held off until Wednesday, man. It was unnecessary. I mean, realistically, the human element of this should have caused them to say, you know what, let's delay this for two days.
It just makes me want to vote for him more. I wonder if anybody else is like, wow, we should vote for Jeremy Kaufman because this is BS.
One of the things I wanted to point out when I made that Magic the Gathering joke is I'm in kind of two little realms on Twitter. I'm in libertarian political Twitter, and then I'm also kind of in Magic collectors Twitter because I collect high-end cards worth more than my car and my apartment. but like, I don't think normal people realize what happens if the government tries to go after collectibles. And this decision, in my reading of it, was sufficiently vague that it opens up anything that appreciates in value over time if people purchase it for the belief that it's going to appreciate in value. And that's not just Magic cards, collectibles, Beanie Babies. It's also things like gold backs and novelty silver rounds, comic books.
DVDs, VHS tapes, CDs.
Newspapers, like anything that's been graded, anything kind of antique. Like, this gives the government, like, kind of carte blanche to go after anybody engaging in the business of buying and selling these things. And it's not just pawn shops. There's a lot of people who make their living nowadays, normal people, not libertarians, just normal people, on eBay and Etsy, buying and selling antiques and collectibles.
Justin, I know you're getting ready for a show here, but do you want to stick with us for another segment, just kind of talk about the Kaufman campaign and, you know?
Sure.
All right, stand by. We're going to continue here. Justin O'Donnell, by the way, he hosts his own podcast. It's called Subversive with Justin O'Donnell. We're going to bring him back here in hour number two. He's also one of the co-hosts of the very good show, which is
Free State Live.
That's the one he's getting ready to start here in about a half an hour. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.